The Oneida Nation is hiring an Oklahoma company to run the new simulcast paramutual betting operation. Casino General Manager Neil Cornelius says customers have been urging the tribe to offer televised simulcast dog and horse races ever since the new compacts made them possible. Once the new company gets a license from the state to operate, gamblers will be able to bet on any of 144 races a day, Wednesday through Sunday.
They'll be able to come in and set either place bets through a counter, or we have private booths so they can also sit and observe the races, and they can also do via self-serve machines so they can bet all by themselves.
Cornelius says the new betting parlor will create only half a dozen new jobs at the casino, but he says it's expected to turn a good profit. That will help the tribe meet its obligations to pay casino fees to the state. Expansion at the casino comes at a time when all Wisconsin tribes are nervous about the pending court cases that could potentially shut down gaming. Oneida Tribal Council member Vince De La Rosa says if that happened, the Fox Valley region would lose more than 5,000 jobs and local governments would lose more than $9 million in service agreements with the tribe.
The financial impact on the state in the Fox Valley region would be catastrophic.
But critics of tribal gaming say it's not healthy for the state or local governments to become dependent on tribal casinos to balance their budgets. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.